Hi, I'm Connie Newman, and welcome to Coffee and Conversation with Connie and Company. Today, we're welcoming Samantha Rodick from the Transportation Options Network for Seniors. Here's CJNU's Chris Tuffer in conversation with Samantha.
Thank you, Connie. We're talking about accessible transportation for seniors.
Yeah, so accessible transportation needs to be a big priority right now in our city. We know that through the aging process, people are more likely to have some form of disability as they age. And no matter a person's ability, individuals should be allowed to move freely and remain actively engaged in their community. And oftentimes, as we know, if a person's ability declines, that's when people become socially isolated. Many transportation that is accessible in our city it's not frequent, it's not reliable, and some of it is very expensive for people. This needs to be a huge priority for our city because this is an important topic for people. People want to know that even if they have an injury or a temporary illness or disability, they want to know that they can still be part of their community. And it's a person's right to access all of the services that they need. Most people assume they never need these kinds of services, but we never know what's going to happen to us tomorrow. Something could happen to me and I could use those services. So we have to think about it as accessibility to the community, not just for people with disabilities. It's just that additional accessibility.
We have done something important. We've started a conversation on CJNU.
That was Chris Tuffer chatting with Samantha from TUNS. Catch up with Coffee and Conversation, head to cjnu.ca. I'm Connie Newman. Remember, the elections are coming. Ask your candidate what they are going to do to support older Manitobans in aging well.